Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Dane County judge has struck down Wisconsin's Act 10 law, restoring collective bargaining rights for public workers across the state. Earlier this year, Judge Jacob Frost had ruled that parts of the law were unenforceable. Today's ruling strikes down the part of Act 10, which barred collective bargaining rights for public workers in 2011. David Prosser, who rose to become Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly before an 18-year tenure on the state Supreme Court that was marked by a heated altercation with another justice, has died. Prosser's family said today that he died Sunday at age 81 after battling cancer for several months. A Republican, Prosser served 18 years in the state assembly, the last two as speaker, before serving the same amount of time on the state Supreme Court. He retired from the court in 2016. Prosser got into a physical altercation with Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in 2011 when they were arguing in her office about the court's ruling that would uphold the anti-union law known as Act 10. A recent Broadband Now report found that Wisconsin is one of the worst states in the country when it comes to broadband internet access. According to the findings, less than 80% of residents had access to broadband or high-speed internet, ranking the state 45th for access. State officials have been undertaking efforts to increase access, including hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for broadband infrastructure projects. Many of those projects are still in the construction phase and may not be completed for a couple of years. Wisconsin farmers are losing hope that a new farm bill or an extension on the current farm bill will be approved during the final days of the year. The United States Congress will return to session Tuesday with about 2 weeks to approve another farm bill extension or a new farm bill entirely, but experts believe there will be no movement on the bill until the next Congress. The bill was a major topic in the final days of Wisconsin's Senate race and provides support for the farming industry, like crop insurance and sustainable farming assistance. Gas prices fell 8.3 cents over the last week. The average in Wisconsin today is $2.77 per gallon. This is 8.5 cents lower than a month ago and over 15 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Areas around the Great Lakes may have seen prices go up just before traveling commenced around the Thanksgiving holiday. However, most of the nation saw prices holding stable or decline slightly, with the national average near the lowest level seen since 2021. Officials at Gas Buddy say the weeks ahead should feature slight drops in most areas. You should see gas for $2.99 or less through the holiday shopping season. Potential impacts from tariffs are something to watch for, though they would have no effect until late January if implemented at all. A man is in custody after a Thanksgiving Day stabbing in Toma. Police said that a 33-year-old man was arrested after a stabbing victim was brought to a hospital in Toma late Thursday night with life-threatening injuries. The person who was stabbed was then taken to a larger hospital for more advanced care. The man who was arrested is suspected of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and is being recommended for several charges. Police said that as their investigation continues, there may be more arrests. A driver was trapped in his vehicle as the result of a rollover crash. Early Thanksgiving morning at approximately 1:15, deputies responded to State Highway 14 just east of Town Line Road for an automated car crash 911 call with no contact made with the driver. Upon deputies' arrival, a vehicle was observed on the north side of the road in the ditch and was overturned on its side. Deputies found Joseph Melchizedek, 35, of Iola, trapped under his vehicle. He was conscious, alert, and speaking to deputies. The area was searched for other passengers, but none were located. It was determined that the vehicle left the roadway and rolled two or three times before coming to a rest. Joseph Melchizedek was taken to UW Health by MedFlight for his injuries. State Highway 14 was shut down while first responders were on scene. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Richland Fire Department and Viola EMS, as well as UW MedFlight. Joseph Melchizedek was cited for open intoxicants, suspended registration, failure to maintain control of a vehicle, and failure to wear a seat belt. A single vehicle crash resulted in an arrest. Last Tuesday morning at approximately 7:45, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a one-vehicle rollover on State Highway 80 just south of Splinter Lane in the town of Lima. Kaylee M. Edwards, 37, of Livingston, was traveling south on 80 when the vehicle drifted onto the right shoulder and then crossed the center line. Edwards overcorrected her steering, which caused the vehicle to enter the right ditch, crash into a rock wall, and overturn. Edwards and her 11-year-old son were both injured in the crash and transported to Southwest Health Center in Platteville for treatment of their injuries. As a result of the crash, Kaylee Edwards was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of a controlled substance with a passenger under the age of 16. Possession of a prescription drug without a prescription, possession of marijuana, possession of heroin, possession of cocaine, possession of fentanyl, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Edwards is also being charged with child endangerment. Gift cards are one of the most popular gifts around the holidays, but be careful when you're buying them. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says criminals have ways to take money out of those cards if you're not careful. Only buy gift cards directly from the retailer and inspect the cards before you buy them to see if safety features are still in place. And never use a gift card to pay someone over the phone. That's one of the favorite ways for criminals to take your money. Shopping for gifts this holiday season? There are many factors to consider when searching for the perfect present, especially when the recipient is a child. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection encourages shoppers to keep safety in mind while searching for the best holiday deals. When buying for a young child, either in person or online, always check for potential hazards. Look on the packaging or for information posted online about product warnings and age grading. Taking a few moments to review labels might reveal a suggested minimum age or age range for using the product, small parts, sharp edges, magnets, and other choking or suffocation hazards, flame resistance, safety verification from ASTM International. Don't rely on labeling alone. Examine products before purchasing to identify any potential unlabeled hazards, such as projectiles, small batteries, and the risk of breaking, splintering toys can sometimes present unexpected danger. Even if your gift will be given to an older child, ask yourself whether a younger child who also lives in the household might access it. Lastly, consider including safety gear with your gift, like a helmet with a bike or scooter. Every year, many consumers face the common struggle of finding the year's most popular toys still in stock. If your search takes you online, be aware that scammers may take advantage of your gift-giving spirit. Be cautious of unfamiliar websites and sellers, and verify familiar websites are really the platform they appear to be, especially if they advertise popular products at uncommonly low prices. Fake and imposter websites use these tactics to trick you into buying an out-of-stock product, but chances are you won't receive anything and will just send money and your payment information to a scammer. If you do receive something, it will likely be of questionable quality compared to the original item you were seeking to purchase. Never enter your payment information before confirming a website is legitimate, and be skeptical of third-party sellers of otherwise out-of-stock items. For unfamiliar sites, check third-party reviews and search the website name along with the words scam or fraud. For popular sites, verify there are no spelling errors or unusual phrasing in the web address that could indicate a website is being impersonated. It is best to use your credit card to protect your purchase. If you are tricked, you can dispute the charges with your credit card company. For more information and consumer protection resources, or to file a complaint, visit DADCAP's Consumer Protection webpage at consumerprotection.wi.gov or contact the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or DATCP Hotline at wisconsin.gov. The final winners in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle held in November were Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, Jim Spalding; Friday, November 29th, Holly Nelson; and Saturday, November 30th, Adam Kirschbaum. The first two winners in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle are Sunday, Chris Fry, and today's winner, Mike Endresen.